And now the game where we ask somebody who has done a lot to do something else. It's called Not My Job. Orlando, Florida is known for its rich history going all the way back to the early 1970s. Over the decades, it's produced some of our nation's finest pop entertainment. Most notably, the band NSYNC was engineered here. Went on to become one of the most popular musical acts of all time. Joining us now, an original member of NSYNC, Mr. Lance Bass. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We hear these stories, Lance, about how boy bands are sort of created, but could you tell us a story of how you went from a kid in Orlando to one of the big pop acts in the world?
Yeah, I mean, it all started in 1995 in Orlando. Chris Kirkpatrick, who started NSYNC, he was friends with Howie DeRoe from the Backstreet Boys, and he saw how Transcontinental Records there in Orlando put them together. And so he went to Lou Pearlman, who was the president of the label, and said, "Hey, if I put a band together, will you support us too?" And so Chris went out and found us all, and that's how we all became a band.
Really? And we were just like walking down the street, and someone said, "Hey, you look cute, come here."
Well, I wish it was that. No, I was a very gawky-looking teenager, so I was not cute. I was living in Mississippi, and I knew Justin through a vocal coach. So when they were looking for the bass singer for the
group.
Hold
on, wait a minute. Justin. You guys have ever heard of anybody named Justin associated with this?
Yeah, he's trying to make it big. One day he'll...
Well, let him dream. I don't know if he'll ever hit any higher than he did with you, but go on.
I know, it's sad to watch. It really, really is. It was nuts because, you know, when we first started, a year after we were together in Orlando, we got signed to Munich, Germany. So we're actually a German band.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You are a German band?
We are a German band, yeah.
See, so like when you think of great German pop bands, we think of like what, Kraftwerk and you guys?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the Beatles got their start in Germany, too.
I guess so, yeah.
You know, the first 2 years were so surreal to us because, you know, we were, it felt like you were the Beatles. I mean, there were thousands of people just chasing you everywhere. And then we'd come back to Orlando, and you couldn't even get arrested at the mall.
I once talked to Tab Hunter, who was, of course, a matinee idol back in the 50s. And he said, because he had the same problem. He was being chased by young girls all over the world, all over the place. And he says they caught him once, and they started tearing off his clothes, not because they wanted to see him naked, but because they wanted something that belonged to him or had touched him. Did anything like that ever happen? Were you ever caught by these mobs?
Oh, I mean, all the time. And the different countries are, you can definitely tell, like Spain, for instance, is the craziest with the fans. And, you know, you couldn't wear any kind of jewelry or anything that would come off of your clothing because they will rip you apart. And, yeah, I mean, we've been bleeding many, many times.
Really? They actually hurt you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Lots of fingernail scratches.
Wow. Of course, after the band broke up, you came out with a really surprising kind of revelation for people who had followed you that you wanted to be an astronaut. And you actually, I mean, this was not like a lark when you signed up for the, I guess they call it the Space Tourist Program in Russia. You learned Russian, right?
Yeah, I did.
Because the idea was you can't just be a tourist on one of these space trips. You have to be ready to fly the spacecraft, do the emergency procedures in case something goes wrong, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a tourist thing at all. You're a legit cosmonaut, and you're in charge of a lot of things. I mean, I was in charge of all of our oxygen on board, you know, so, you know, I could at any moment kill everyone on board.
So you had been a part of this hugely successful musical act that involved a lot of synchronization and teamwork. Did those skills as a boy band member help you as a cosmonaut?
Actually, it really did help me a lot. It's just the discipline that we had to have to be in a group like that and the training that we had to go through to be able to perform like that and sing live. And, it kept me very grounded.
As it were. You guys, and I hadn't remembered this until I looked it up, you guys did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Did you watch it this year with that amazing technological stuff that Katy Perry had, and you were like, hell, we didn't need any giant lion puppet. We just went out there, and the special effect was our talent. Am I right, honey?
Hey, we had a blast. I mean, Super Bowl halftime show is, you know, the ultimate for any performer, and I was living a dream.
Oh, my gosh.
But I would have loved to have had Left Shark there, too.
The Left Shark? I think next year's Super Bowl is just going to be Left Shark doing a solo acoustic show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be 15 minutes.
Right now, I'm calling Left Shark for Halloween. No one can steal that out.
Well, Lance Bass, what a pleasure to talk to you. We've asked you here this time to play a game. We're calling...
It's all about the bass. About the bass.
Yeah.
No trouble.
So you're Lance Bass. But what do you know about bass? I mean, the fish. Probably not a lot, unless you were named for the fish, which would be weird because it's your last name. So we're going to ask you three questions about bass and bass fishing. Get two right, you win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Lance Bass playing for?
Sky Joyner from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
All right, Lance, here's your first question. Cheating is a big problem in professional bass fishing tournaments. It's a huge problem, in fact.
True.
To try to... Oh, you might... Oh. Please tell me that you, Lance Bass, have entered a bass fishing tournament.
I have not officially entered a bass fishing tournament, but growing up in Mississippi, yes, I fish a lot. I was either going to be a bass singer or a bass fisherman, so...
There you are. To try to prevent cheating, bass fishing tournaments routinely do what? A, give all winners polygraph tests right there in the dock. B, test to make sure each competitor's urine is at least 30% Miller Lite. Or C, they hire scuba divers to follow each boat around and actually watch the fish get hooked.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to go with C, scuba divers.
They're going to be like scuba divers following the boats.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty aggressive, but yeah, why not?
That would be. Sadly, the boats go upwards of 60 miles an hour, so they have to be really good scuba divers. The answer was polygraph tests. They actually, at many bass fishing tournaments, hook the guys up. Did you catch that fish? Yes, sir. That's what they do. Okay, Lance, here's your next question. Now, the way you cheat in a bass fishing tournament is you stash a live fish in your boat or in the water and then pretend you've caught it. But one cheater at a tournament in the UK was caught when what happened? A, he forgot to take the bass out of the supermarket packaging. B, spectators recognized the fish from seeing it at a nearby aquarium. Or C, he presented it to the judges in the form of fish sticks.
Wow. I guess I will go for A.
So you think that a guy, usually guys competing in a professional bass fishing tournament, says, here's the fish I just caught from this lake, and one of them is in a styrofoam tray wrapped in cling wrap. So no, you're really going to go, because we offer you the choice of the supermarket packaging, B, recognize it from the aquarium, or C, fish sticks.
All right, B just sounds way better now.
You're right, it's B. So, yeah, somebody had just been to the aquarium, and they said, that fish looks familiar.
I say.
And they called the aquarium, and they said, are you missing a bass? And they said, well, as a matter of fact, we are. And thus the guy was caught. All right. Here we go. The last question for you is about Big Mouth Billy Bass. That was the singing mechanical fish that was all the rage a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was not just a novelty, though, as proved by which of these? A, in Venezuela, it's being used to teach English. B, it stopped a home invasion robbery in Minnesota after the intruder was scared off by its rendition of Take Me to the River. Or C, the newest version is entirely edible, an innovation after several unfortunate incidents with the first edition.
I know this one. It's B, it scared away an intruder.
You're right, Lance.
Hey.
Very good. Guy broke into the house. All of a sudden, he heard somebody singing. He turned and fled. It was just Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Right.
Bill, how did Lance Bass do in our quiz?
He got 2 out of 3, and that's a win for him.
All right.
Congratulations. So Lance Bass is a former but forever teen heartthrob, but he's also the host of the show Dirty Pop on Sirius XM Radio. And if you want to see how he's doing, check out his new music video. It's called Walking on Air. Lance Bass, thank you so much for joining
Thanks.
Us.
Thanks.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.